Somebody asked me why I'm happy.
I haven't heard this song in a while, and I'm glad you're playing it. Why are you happy?
Okay. Well, I'm happy because we had such a great time in Park Ridge the other morning.
You looked like you were having a ball out there.
Did you watch?
Yeah.
You watched the WGN-TV morning news?
Yeah.
You mean the number one morning
the
news
number
in Chicago?
One morning in the
one
world.
That beats Good Morning America and the Today Show?
No.
I don't want to brag world. That kicks everybody's ratings butt. That show? Is that the one you're
That's
talking
the
about?
One.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, we...
I'd be happy, too.
I'm happy about all those ratings. I will say
I'm
small,
happy.
Just a very small part of it all. I love when Schwanny sings along with Pharrell Williams.
He's singing. Look at him. Now he's dancing. Yeah. He's doing the video. He's tipping his hat.
I like this song.
Welcome to my world. Elton Jim on one side, dancing Schwanny on the other. I am one lucky man.
Nice little sandwich.
Anywho, we did a huge block party in downtown Park Ridge the other day. They're doing their Taste of Park Ridge, but we got like a few hours jump on that by doing a live broadcast. The whole morning show crew, everybody, Larry, Robin, Paul, Anna was out there, the whole gang, everybody was out there, and we had so much fun. And we were completely blown away by the numbers of people who came out for the live broadcast. Really fun. The people in Park Ridge could not have been nicer, nor warmer, nor more hospitable. The fans of the morning show are a little bit nuts. We'll admit that. But just wonderful, wonderful all the way around. So we thank you all for that. I'm sure we're going to be showing some highlights of that tomorrow morning. But among those who were out there, another Park Ridge resident, our friend Jimmy Rancic was out there, who's been on the show here many, many times. And I invited him to come in this morning for a couple of reasons. One, tomorrow is Jimmy's 21st birthday. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Are you excited?
I'm a little nervous. I think I'm more nervous than anything.
About turning 21?
A little bit. I think there's, things aren't as covered up anymore. It's all out in the open now.
What do you mean?
There's no secrecy anymore. I mean, I can just go to a bar and have a drink. There's no...
That's no more...
He doesn't have to hang out
and get
somebody
five beers. It's no
more fun. No fun having a fake ID anymore.
No.
He has to use his real name.
Right.
I've been going under the name Tom Sawyer for a long time now.
Well, welcome to the world of adults.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's downhill from here.
Yeah. Well, I figured that's why I'm a little nervous. There's like real adult stuff to do now.
That's right. You got to get serious. Is it your second year at U of I? Is that right?
Going into my third year.
Going to your third year.
Finally into the cinema studies major.
Yeah.
Media and cinema studies.
Which is, takes us back to how I first met Jimmy when he would send me, I think you're about 12 years old, something like that.
I think I met you my first time. I was like 6 or 7.
Really?
And yeah, we were at Rose.
Jimmy's mom went to college with a good friend of mine. And she was having a birthday party, and Helen...
She throws herself a big party
every
year.
She throws herself a huge birthday party every year.
Oopa.
And Helen came because she went to college with Ro, and I was there because I'm friends with her through some other friends. And little Jimmy was there also, who had been emailing me movie reviews.
And you had no idea of the connection.
I didn't know that... I knew that there was a kid named Jimmy sending me emails.
Right, but you didn't know this whole
But I didn't know
friend
that
connection.
That was him who was at this party until he was by my side the entire party talking about movies. No matter where I went in the party, he would follow me around the room.
And how much he hated Donnie Brasco. He was 6 years old and he hated Donnie Brasco.
That may have been the case.
I don't even know who Donnie Brasco is, but I hate him.
For a kid his age then, he was pretty articulate in sharing his views about movies. And his love of movies has been a lifelong thing with him. Now he's studying it and wants to make films himself. And, we're still pals and we still text and email and shares his, thoughts and reviews and everything with me. Jimmy went through some pretty serious health challenges over the last 5 years, and you're doing pretty good right now, right?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Cancer free for about 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm dealing with all the side effects of treatment and what the cancer did, but otherwise, everything is improving steadily.
Yeah, yeah, and we couldn't be happier about that. So it's you know, a lot going on, really, really, really positive for him right now. So we couldn't be happier.
So, Dean, I have a question for you from a professional standpoint. You said Jimmy wants to make movies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he puts a movie out.
Yep.
Dean goes to see it.
And doesn't like it.
Yeah, what do you do?
I tell him. What would I do, Jim? I would tell the truth,
right? What if it's not a Dean's List A?
Wouldn't I tell? I should tell the truth, right?
No, I totally agree.
He would be disappointed if I didn't tell the truth.
Knowing that we never agree, I won't take it to heart.
It's almost good if Dean doesn't like it.
Yeah.
That means I made a good movie.
We agree once in a while because this past week, Jimmy went to see Baby Driver.
Yes.
Which I'm saying I think is one of the best movies of the year so far.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. You liked it too, right?
I think that and Get Out are the best so far this year.
Yeah.
And who would have thought this Baby Driver? I mean, it looked, when you saw the coming attractions, it looked kind of goofy.
The coming attractions do not do justice to the genius of how Edgar Wright, the director of this movie, put this film together. Tell me what you liked best about this whole thing. I mean, it's essentially a heist movie, but it's a heist movie.
It's a fresh comedy.
It's a thriller. I mean, there's all kinds of things about it. Go ahead and tell me why you liked it so much.
Well, the first thing I liked is the director. He had a little a thing before the movie where it comes out and says, "Thank you very much for coming to see it in the theater. I made it for you guys to enjoy it in the theater, to hear it as loud as you can and see it as big as you can." And, you know, a lot of my teachers preach that the theater is dying and people aren't going to the theater. And so I thought it was a really good thank you that he had. But more than anything, I mean, the movie was just kind of exhilarating and kind of heart pounding. There's a lot of really good stunt driving and, between the characters, just tension and stuff, because they're kind of all selfish people working as a team to steal money.
Put on these bank heists.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey is the head of a group of criminals that go and rob banks. And the one thing that he has in common, he changes the crew up all the time, except for the driver, whose name is Baby Driver.
Right.
That's why it's called that. And it's Ansel Elgort, who we know from the Divergent movies probably best. And he's great. The acting throughout this whole thing, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx, Kevin Spacey, go down the list. All the actors are great. The dialogue is brilliant. And it's all set. The beat, the score, the soundtrack of this movie is completely in sync with all the action that's going on. It's not just on in the background to, you know, give a little feeling to something. It's a character in the movie. The movie is picked by Baby. Yeah.
The movie is picked by Baby.
Within the film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's neat.
He's constantly has earplugs in and is constantly listening to music. It's just genius, the way that this whole thing is put together.
That's the one movie I want to see this year, because that thing seemed like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It looked like it was just some silly, you know, Kevin Spacey doing a cameo. When I saw it, I was like, maybe he might be doing a cameo, and he's just throwing his name to it, and it's become this phenomenon.
It's great.
Yeah. Jimmy's List.
Hey.
Jimmy's List A.
Dean's List A.
Well, look at that.
We agree.
Wow, there you go.
Somebody write the date down
Maybe
on
I
the calendar.
Go see
we
it.
Agree on something.
I think I mostly come on when we agree.
I only let him on.
Just because you guys can't see it, but, you know, fists come out.
Yeah, it's embarrassing when the kid is like way 10 times more articulate than I am. We also liked Spider-Man. You liked Spider-Man.
I enjoyed Spider-Man.
A little more than I did. Okay, we're going to come back and talk about that. Also, a big blood drive for Jimmy's 21st birthday, which is tomorrow. Jimmy is holding, the birthday is tomorrow, but a blood drive that is next weekend.
Next Sunday.
We're going to tell you all about that, give you all the details about that coming up.
Less than 12 hours.
Well,
or just a little more than 12 hours. He'll be 21.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm just saying.
I have a clock. I can see.
I'm saying this is a big deal.
All right. Well,
the countdown is on.
Thanks for pointing it out, Captain Obvious. I appreciate it. It's 11:51. Feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Elton Jim Toronto is here with us today.
Thank you, Dino.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the extension. I guess I didn't know I was auditioning.
No, you did a good job. I decide whether Jim can stay, but like every 20 minutes, I decide whether I should kick him out or not.
Every half hour, I'm like, yeah. Is he going to say goodbye to me now?
Yeah, when I told Jim to stop by this morning, it was just for like one segment for 20 minutes. And then every 20 minutes, I decide whether he can stay.
That's my life.
For another 20 minutes.
My life is judged every 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know. That's
now I know I have high blood pressure.
Life is tough. But my friend Jimmy Rancic's also here, who is my movie critic pal. And the reason that I'm playing this Justin Timberlake music is because Jimmy can kick me to the curb now. He's pals with Justin Timberlake. Make-A-Wish set up a meet-and-greet for Jimmy with Justin Timberlake in New York.
Wow.
Tell us about that whole thing, Jim, and
how cool is that?
You and your friend JT are now.
You know that we're friends now. Now I just call him Justin.
Okay.
Just.
That's just for us civilians to call him JT. So.
No, about the time I got sick the year before, he had put out his first of the 2020 Experience albums. And I was a big fan. He did a whole week on Jimmy Fallon, and I was just like, you know, this is the guy I want to meet. I got sick, and I thought, you know, my family, we go on vacations all the time. Vacations on what I want to do. I want to meet Justin Timberlake just because he's so talented in so many different ways. So I was going to meet him the first time in November of 2013 or 14, and then I got sick again. I relapsed. And then I was going to meet him in March of this year, and then he had to postpone. And so finally it happened this June.
Just last month. Oh, wow.
Yeah, about 4 weeks ago. It's still very fresh. I haven't washed my hands.
That has nothing to do with meeting Justin Timberlake.
No, not at all.
He's just not very hygienic.
Just not very bad hygiene.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what was it like? So what, you and your family, your mom and dad and your sister?
Yeah, we the limo brought us to this building. It looks like nothing's happening in New York. And we go up a couple floors and we get put in this room with his manager. And we wait. And then all of a sudden he just kind of walks in. Very calm and kind of quiet. And I think he was kind of feeling us out to see how weird we were or anything.
Right.
Make sure we weren't nuts or anything. And
how did that go? And then he walked out.
It
was quick.
That was the end of the meeting.
He was like, I think I have to go to the bathroom. And, you know, my life was changed.
He couldn't have been nicer.
Really great
guy. As it turns out, yeah.
No, he was awesome. He sat down and, you know, he said hi to all of us, hugged me, and we got talking about his upcoming project, which I can't share the details of. And
ooh, he's even got scoops here.
I got scoops. And then we just started talking about, you know, some of his influence. He kind of started talking about Jessica, and which he only referred to as my wife. Yeah. He never said Jessica or anything.
Right. Yeah.
And he talked about his kid. He said his kid's, you know, starting to talk a lot, and he only talks in the third person. So
how much time did he spend with you?
About an hour and 15 minutes.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
I think
it couldn't have been nicer.
Couldn't have been nicer.
He has a restaurant in New York, a barbecue restaurant, Southern barbecue, because he's from Memphis. Oh.
So we were kind of deciding, well, first I got to talk about the voicemail message. A couple years ago, before the first time I was going to meet him, I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought, you know what? I got to get Justin to record my voicemail message. And so I told him, he's like, of course I'll do that, man. And I was like, so my vision was that you'd just be like, hey, this is Justin Timberlake. Jimmy can't come to the phone right now. He's like, you know what? Okay, I'm better if we do this on the fly. So I start recording. I go, hey, this is Jim. Hold on. And then he just takes over. And if you have my phone number, you've probably already called me like 5 or 6 times. But yeah, we just nailed it on the first try. We didn't need to do a retake.
What did he say?
He says, hey, this is Justin Timberlake. Jimmy can't come to the phone right now because we're too busy bawling out of control.
Whoa. Wow. Does his parents allow that message?
That means having fun.
Oh, is that what it, is that, is
it's
that,
not what you think
is that what it means by with the young people today?
My dad was disturbed.
It's not what you think.
Good, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
It's not what you think it means. Wow. But then he finishes by saying...
Jimmy will think about getting back to you. And I say, Justin, give me my phone back. And he goes, you're my favorite Jimmy. So I think I have Fallon...
Little shot to Jimmy Fallon.
I have Fallon beat.
Wow, is that hilarious?
I love that.
So then, yeah, we were taking pictures and we were trying to decide where to go out to dinner, and he just casually goes, yeah, you should go to Southern Hospitality. And I go, wait a second, that's your place.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, yeah. So we get there. And they have a table ready for us. Pretty busy restaurant. It was around 5 or 6 o'clock. Pretty busy restaurant. And they sit us down. And they go, do you guys want to order stuff or can the chef just bring you a sample of everything? And the sample was like a full portion size of everything.
Oh, my God.
The busboy comes by. He puts down, you know, water from the tap. And the manager comes by 2 minutes later. Oh, no, you're not supposed to have this. Brings us the fanciest water I've ever seen in my life. This thing was I mean, this bottle must have been made out of diamonds or something. I swear.
And continue to, you know, they got like one of everything that was,
right.
was
one
on
of
the
everything.
Menu.
It was delicious.
On the house. From
I have a new respect for Jason.
For Justin Timberlake.
If you knew his name, maybe.
Justin, yeah, I know. So anyway, tell me about your blood drive now. It's
one week from today. 1 week from today, the 23rd, it's taking place outside my house. You can find the details on my Instagram, Jimmy Rancic, R-A-N-C-I-C-H. Yeah, so I'm hosting a blood drive summer. There's always a shortage of blood donations, being that schools that usually host them are they're not in session, so they're not having drives. And between cancer patients who need blood quite a lot for when their counts get low, and all the crime that happens, the spike of it that happens in the summer in Chicago, they're really at a need for blood. And I'll tell you, being a cancer patient, when you get a bag of blood, your counts can be low, and you get this bag of blood and it infuses over an hour or whatever, and it just, you feel immensely better. You feel replenished. You just feel kind of new for an hour. It's like the best energy booster you can have.
And this is the way that Jimmy wants to celebrate his birthday, by giving back to those who need blood, as he has needed blood over mm-hmm. the last 5 years and realizes the value of that. So if you want to get more information on it, Jimmy's Facebook page has information. I'm going to put information up on WGN Radio and TV.com and on my Facebook page, so you can get all the information on all of this that is taking place. It's Life Source, right? They're bringing their mobile units to do this. It's not like you're going to be in Jimmy's kitchen and his mom's going to be making sandwiches and taking blood from you. It's actually going to be in a...
Pass the needle, would you?
Mobile and the mustard.
Don't get that dirty.
It's all going to be taking place in a Life Source mobile vehicle. Mm-hmm. All the information, contact me or take a look at our various... social media. That's Jimmy Rancic. Thank you, my friend, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much, Dean.